It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I need my Yankee fans to hit the line one time. 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the fan, man. I needed this. Like, the Mets run is cool, but, like, it has been nonstop Mets mania. And, like, I haven't been disrespecting, all respect to what they've done, but, like let's actually rein it in now. Let's actually talk about what's to come here. The Yankees are the one seed with home field advantage Saturday night in the boogie down Bronx, man. It's not out there officially yet, but we've got some stuff in the works. A week from today, that game three on the road, we got a watch party planned, and I'm glad that it's out in Kansas City, because if it was in Baltimore, I think I'd want to make the trip, but we've got something planned in New York City. Shout out to all the creatures. They know the vibes. They know what's going down. I think in a couple days, definitely on by my Friday show, we'll be able to announce what the plan is. Ooh! That's an error. It's a E4. We'll be able to announce what the plan is for Yankee fans to get together for this run. Like, I've talked about this for years, that the next Yankees run to the World Series will be greater than all of them combined, because it'll be in 4K in your phone. We have more media coverage than ever. We have just more coverage in everything, just more access to everything. We see everything. We have apps. We have all this stuff. In 2009, when the Yankees went to the World Series, that was the first year Twitter existed. There was no Instagram. There was no TikTok. In 2009, you might have had your first iPhone. Like, now there are so many Yankees content creators. I talked about this the other night. There are so many people in this Yankees universe that cover the Yankees. The live streams are going to be lit. When the Yankees are on the road, I know at least five different guys that are going to do live stream watch parties, watch alongs. I mean, we should do one with me here at WFAN. Like I said, we have a party planned for the October 9th, that first game three. Maybe we'll stream that. You want to remember these things. You want to be together with family and friends that are also Yankee fans. And I'm just so pleased with how, at least in theory, it has all shaken out, because, I mean, these last few years, the AL Central, in theory, hasn't been able to come to New York and do anything with the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Obviously, we know the game's got to be played. You can't predict baseball. That's baseball, Susan, baseball gods and ghosts and whatever you want to say. But for this Yankees team to start this season off by getting Juan Soto to add to Aaron Judge and saying they're hell-bent on being a champion, there's absolutely no excuse for them to not find themselves in the 2024 World Series. Billy is in Westchester County. Billy, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, hope all is well. Hey, Keith, I couldn't be so happy.
The only two teams in the American League that were capable of beating the Yankees are gone. Okay? Kansas City has two pitchers. Their lineup's terrible. Detroit has one ace. Their lineup's worse. Cleveland has no starting pitching. They have the best bullpen in baseball, and their lineup's bad. There's no excuse. If they don't get to the World Series this year, once they get to the World Series, you could hit a Dodgers or a Phillies. I mean, if I lose in the World Series, I'll be sick for a month, but I'll get over it. But if I lose to Kansas City, Cleveland, or Detroit, I'll be devastated. I'd be devastated to lose to them. I mean, if they lose to those three, Boone's got to go, Cashman's got to go, the Waterboy's got to go. I mean, they can't lose to these three teams. These three teams have tremendous weaknesses, all of them. Now, I know Kansas City lost 107 games last year. Didn't Detroit lose in the 90s still? Or 100 last year?
Yeah, they were terrible last year as well.
Yeah. And what did Cleveland do? Did Cleveland make the playoffs?
Cleveland was good last year, but not
now. All right. Yeah. The Yankees never lose to Cleveland in the playoffs. I mean, come on. Cole should eat these lineups alive. The Yankees starting pitching should look better just with the teams they're playing against. I tell you, Keith, I was worried all day. I'm so happy that Houston's gone and Baltimore's tough, too. I'm glad they're gone. Now, if we lose, there's nobody to blame but ourselves. Judge got a can hit like he did in the past postseason.
Yeah. No, it was the Twins that were good last year. Thanks for the call, Billy. The Guardians didn't make it last year. The Tigers lost 84 games. It was the Twins from the Central that got in. Watching this whole season, we talked about this. We're like, bro, there's a chance that the AL Central has three teams in the postseason. It happened. Now, the AL Central has three teams in the second round of the postseason. I hope that this makes the New York Yankees play confident and free and loose. There's no reason to tense up. There's no reason to be tight. There's no reason to feel pressure because you have all the advantages. You have the better lineup. You have more talent. Like, you have the better pitching, better bullpen. Some of you may think that AJ Hinch is a better manager. You can't say Steven Vogt is a better manager. You can't even say Quatraro. You can't say that the Royals manager is a better manager because he lost 106 games last year. Matt Quatraro. So, man, it's all right in front of us. Booney, get it done. Do not do any nonsense like throw Clay Holmes or I don't know. They can't mess around. Chris is in the Bronx. What's up, Chris? You're on the Fan.
Keith, isn't it good to see the mini cheater Altuve go home and start his season of mini golf nice and early, buddy?
It's great, man. It's the most wonderful time. I've been saying this for weeks. Tis the postseason. Like, if I had to draw it up, my bracket, I would have Astros out in two games, Orioles out in two games, and that's what happened.
I love it. Listen, I'm really psyched. You know, I can't wait to see Cole go against these lineups. I can't wait to see Judge and Soto. But I am a little nervous. I didn't think Dominguez was going to make the postseason roster. He has looked like a little leaguer in the outfield the last couple of weeks. What do you think about that, man?
I just think it's on them. I think he should have been up here earlier. They lied when they said, well, you know, there's no lane for him. And when he comes up, he's going to play a lot. He should have came up and been out there every single day. He should have more reps in left field. I don't know, but like he's a young guy, he's got time, and I think Verdugo, his experience and like him actually making it all the way through, I'm fine with Verdugo getting the first crack at it. But Dominguez, I think, makes the postseason roster. He's going to be the fourth outfielder. I don't know about maybe Trent Grisham makes it too, but Dominguez is going to be there. He's going to get his opportunities.
I like to see Trent Grisham make it, and I like to see Verdugo make it. You know, Dominguez would make me a little nervous, but listen, I'm psyched. Let's go. Let's get this done, man. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, I mean, somebody's got a pinch run, and if somebody goes down, you know, if they want to give Judge a DH day, yeah, all of that. Let's go to Quinn in Mamaroneck, New York.
You got it. just want to say, man, your points on everything right on. Houston's been a nemesis ever since, you know, a few years back. They're out of the way. I think everything's clicking, and it's going to happen. And Thursday night, I was at the game and enjoying it with my son. I just have to ask, were you there with your son? I know you got a relatively young son.
No, I brought him to two games this year, but he's too much of a maniac. He's about to be 18 months, year and a half. He wasn't there. He was there Saturday, and I wasn't there Thursday. My stupid ass wanted to go watch Thursday night football at Giants Stadium, and I went to watch that game, and it was so lame, 20-15, and then the loudest roar from the crowd was when they put up the Yankees spraying champagne in the clubhouse, and they put Yankees defeat the Orioles and clinch, and everybody together, Yankee fans, Cowboys fans, and Giants fans that are both Yankee fans are like, yeah!
It was great, man. I just wanted to extend it. I thought you might have been there with your boy because somebody was in front of me and enjoying it, and I thought it might have been you. And after I left, I said, you know, I wonder if that was Keith. I should have asked.
No, you'll know it's me when you see me. It has certainly changed for me at Yankee Stadium, and I try to move solo, but as soon as I come into a section, I get a lot of love, and I know a lot of people, so you'll know it when you see me. Thanks for the call, Quinn. Last call before we go to break and bring in Brendan Cuddy. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Rich? You're on the Fan.
Keith, what's going on? How are you today? Long time no talk to. I'll keep it real quick for you guys. I have to say I'm really happy with the events as it turned out, but I'm also sad at the same time.
Okay.
Hear me out. Yeah, I do want to win number 28. You know that more than anybody. But it would have been more satisfying to have either knocked out either the Orioles or the Astros along the way to be able to do that.
I disagree. Not for me. Just get there. I need the win. I need the chip. I need the trophy parade. But really, just get there. However you get there, I'm not talking about, I wish we could have did. No, I don't have vengeance like that. I'm not looking for revenge. I'm looking for the Fall Classic to be in the Bronx. However, thanks for the call, Rich. We're about to bring in Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic to talk Yankees. That's my guy. He covers the team. He's at all the games. And, you know, he's been on these Zoom calls talking to the players and whatnot. But I'll say this. You know, my boy Rami Lavie was saying, the Yankees are in a lose-lose situation. If they win the World Series, people are going to say it was, you know, a cakewalk, a Mickey Mouse ring. Look who they beat. And if they lose to one of these teams, people are going to say, aha, look, the Yankees couldn't get it done. They folded. They failed. I don't see it that way. People don't even look at the Dodgers World Series from 2020 as a Mickey Mouse ring. It really is. Whoever is there, you don't get to choose the teams. Whoever is there, you got to beat who's ever there. And it's not, there's no one that can invalidate this trip to the World Series. And it's not a guarantee yet either. The Yankees still got to show up. That's what they can't do. They can't show up and no show. They can't walk out there in the pinstripes and road grays and think that these teams are just going to bow down and lay down to them. They got to get it done. But no, for me, there is no vengeance of, I would have rather knocked out the Orioles and got back at them. Or, I dreamed of knocking off the Astros on the way. No, the whole time I'm rooting for the baby Tiger Cubs. The whole time I'm rooting for Bobby Witt Jr. and the 106-loss 2023 Royals to beat the Orioles, man. Handle our light work. All right, we got to take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Brendan Cuddy coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah. I always say when you hear this music in the Bronx and Yankee Stadium, you should be seated. Joining me now is a guy that I know is probably always seated in the media area when this music is being played. This is my guy, one of the best in the business. I've had him on a handful of times. Welcome back. He covers your Yankees for The Athletic. It's Brendan Cuddy, BK, on the Fan.
Keith, thank you for having me on. And we got a little bit of news, right? The Yankees know who their ALDS opponent will be.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's what I wanted. I mean, be careful what you wish for. But, you know, I went to the first two games of the Orioles series to start the last homestand. And I watched the Orioles beat us in both of those games. And I'm like, those guys could be coming right back here next Saturday. And I'm glad that they're not. I'd rather see the Royals, not underestimating the Royals, but let's start there. Bobby Witt Jr., this guy was in conversation to be an MVP. I think it was just false conversation. I think it was just Judge haters, Yankee haters trying to push the narrative with him after Gunnar Henderson flamed out. But man, this is a Royals team. I just saw, you know, some people on Twitter pointing out that they've been to more World Series and won the World Series more recently than the Yankees. They lost 106 games. the Yankees season ended last year with them, right? The Yankees won that one game in that series to make sure that they would be, you know, 82-80. And here we are again. The universe never unconnects. What do you think we can expect from these new look Kansas City Royals with some young energy and some veterans?
Look, man, they're going to be a tough task. I don't think the Bobby Witt conversation was inflated. He's probably the best defensive shortstop in the American League. And, I mean, geez, hell of a hitter, led the league in hits, led the league in batting average. Was he Aaron Judge? No. But, I mean, did he deserve to be in that conversation until probably September? Sure. Absolutely. I mean, guy never struck out. You know, never, you know, decent amount of walks. Just a great player. But, you know, all around, the Yankees have, you know, not dominated Kansas City exactly, but they did win the season series 5-2. I think that Yankee Stadium will play a big factor, right? Because in Kansas City, you've got this younger team. You know, you got these guys who haven't necessarily been in these spots before. Yankee Stadium should be rocking, should be crazy. Sal Perez will lead them from like a leadership standpoint. And then the starting pitching can be pretty tough. The bullpen, meh. So, you know, I do think that this is a good matchup for the Yankees. I do like how they're able to set up, you know, Cole, then Rodon, and then either Heal or Schmidt in Game 3. You know, again, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be crazy Yankee Stadium, but I do like the Yankees in this one.
Yeah, I think I like the Yankees in this one, and I like the Yankees in the next one. I was just talking about the American League Central, and I think Yankee fans, obviously, were a little too cavalier about it, but we laugh at the American League Central. The Twins, ha, 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 can't beat us. The Guardians, whatever. The Indians, nah. You know, but now looking at these Tigers, these baby Tiger Cubs, they play free, they play fast, they hit, they have A.J. Hinch pressing the buttons with that bullpen, they have an ace in Tarik Skubal, and they're one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. They advance, and they knock out the Houston Astros, and I think every Yankee fan in the world was rooting for that. I mean, I understand there are some Yankee fans that have called the fan today to say, oh, I wanted to go through the Houston Astros. No, you didn't. I don't know where that false bravado comes from. I don't know why you'd want to face the team that's knocked you out every time before. What do you think about the Tigers and A.J. Hinch and this run that they've made? I just chalk it up to it's a young man's game. Ignorance is bliss. You don't know what you don't know. And these kids are just playing baseball. They don't have the pressure of their contract or any expectations.
Sure. I'd also lean toward talking about the parity in baseball this year, right? No 100-win teams. There's no juggernaut out there. You can say that the Yankees are the most talented team, but as we just saw, the Tigers knocked off the Astros, and you know, few saw that coming. So, you know, if I'm a Yankees fan, maybe that scares me a little bit, right? Because the Yankees should take care of the Royals, but we just watched the Tigers handle the Astros. So, you know, what's to stop the Royals from doing that to the Yankees? That wouldn't make me happy. And if I'm being honest, if I'm a Yankees fan, I want the Astros again. You know, I want to go beat the Astros and finally flip that narrative and stop having Astros fans in my Twitter mentions all the time telling me about how they own our faces, you know, if I'm a Yankees fan.
So
I kind of disagree a little bit with you there.
Nah, I lived it. I went to those games. I from the 2015 wild card game with Dallas Keuchel starting from them, and then every other series, like, I seen too much of their fans in our building having success and the Yankees crumbling. I am giddy at the prospect of playing the Royals and or the Guardians and Tigers and not having to face the Astros, not having to go to Minute Maid Park. I have too many bad memories of homers being hit and clutch moments and strikeouts and the Astros dominating the Yankees. That's done. Don't have to worry about that this year. If there ever was a year, the Yankees have to get here. So what do you think about that, right? Because all the pressure now is on the Yankees. The Yankees are the number one seed. The Yankees facing the AL Central. All the hype for the next few days until we get to Saturday and actually get to see it is going to be The Yankees got to get to the World Series. The Yankees, now they have to do it. Look at this path. Look, it's easier than ever, in theory.
I mean, I think that's the easiest thing to say, right? You're the New York Yankees. You got the big old payroll. You got arguably three of the best players in the sport in Judge, Soto, Gerrit Cole. And you're facing a Royals team that, you know, not a lot of people expected to get this far. So I think it's very easy to say the Yankees should go win it all. And I'm sure that they think they can win it all, and they should. And I'm sure fans expect it. I think it's just a little too easy of a narrative to run with, right? But that being said, if you're a baseball fan, that's what you want to talk about, because, you know, who wants to get into the nitty-gritty of things? Let's just go and run with our hearts and enjoy it or live and die by it. So, yeah, I think the Yankees, you know, I think it's easy to say this. If there's ever a year, this is it, right? Especially because you got Yankees fans looking at Juan Soto and saying, please don't walk out that door. Because if he does, you don't feel any better next year. You don't feel better next year than you did this year.
Only if they win. Like, if he wins the World Series, you can go wherever you want to go, bro. Thanks.
No.
If he wins the World Series,
not.
I don't know how many calls I've taken where they're like, Keith, would you rather lose the World Series and keep Juan Soto, or win the World Series and lose?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Who's Juan Soto? I'm like, the answer is you win the World Series. You want the championship.
Yeah, of course you win the World Series. But I mean, I'd hate to hear the other would you rather in these people's lives. Because you're the New York Yankees, you can have both. Like, get out of here.
That's a bar.
Why does it have to be one?
That's a bar. You're the New York Yankees. You could have both. You should have both. You should have the World Series in 2024 and then go into the offseason and say Soto goes nowhere because we're trying to go back-to-back. Nobody goes back-to-back. Nobody has gone back-to-back since we did it.
For sure. And also, look, you sign Juan Soto as your I don't know how to say it. Not necessarily your Aaron Judge succession plan, right? Because you want them together in the lineup, hitting 100 home runs a year for you for as long as possible. But if you can get a 25-year-old stud in there who's going to be your anchor for the next 10 seasons, you got to look past this. You got to look past this season. So, Yankee fans, if you're saying to yourself, Juan Soto, win us this World Series, and we don't care where you go, you are nuts.
Juan Soto being 25, you know, I'm talking about youth. I'm talking about how the Yankees got to get younger. Look at these young Tigers. Juan Soto is 25, and he will lead the charge. So when Judge is aging out, Juan Soto's still going to be in his prime. I would love to see him stay. But I'm not worried about the winter meeting so much. I'm worried about right now and this roster right now. And there's another young Dominican outfielder I just got a call about, you know, Jason Dominguez. What do you think about Jason Dominguez versus Alex Verdugo in left field? I've said this. Verdugo gets the nod. He's been there all year. He has postseason experience. He's a better defensive glove. They'll bat him ninth like they've been, and they'll hope for the best.
I don't know what they'll do, and I'm not going to make any predictions here. But, I mean, you started one guy the last five games of the regular season, and that was Jason Dominguez. And Verdugo got some work in right field and got some work in left field. So that tells me, like, what if the Yankees want to get funky and eighth inning one run and Juan Soto just hit? I mean, do you at that point go prevent defense and put Dominguez on left and Verdugo in right and pull Juan Soto? Like, I don't know exactly what the thinking is there, but the guy you started the last five games of the regular season, I got to think that you're leaning in that direction. That being said, I don't know. You can see a team leaning toward Verdugo because you at least know that he's going to, you know, play a good outfield for you. I don't care what the advanced stats say. I don't care that the advanced stats are like mixed on him. The guy's a good left fielder. Watch him. You can have both again. You can start Dominguez. You can go get a 4-1 lead. You know, let Dominguez go wrap a double and drive in some runs, and then bring in Verdugo in the sixth or seventh inning for defense.
Yeah. What about Trent Grisham? I mean, if we're going defensive replacements, it's Trent Grisham over Jason Dominguez. Trent Grisham doesn't get any love. Trent Grisham homered, and we almost forgot about the guy. He's another one that's going to be borderline, make the postseason roster or not. I think he makes it, though.
I mean, I don't know. I think he makes it as well. I don't know. I don't know what the postseason roster looks like. Today, Aaron Boone, while speaking on the Talking Yanks show, mentioned the idea of like possibly going with 11 position players instead of 12, which would be less than 13, which they could have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's kind of interesting. But I mean, Trent Grisham, let me look at this here because I'm staring at it. He's played one position all year, center field. So you're not going to use him as a defensive replacement in left or in right.
I think he'd be able to handle it, but I don't think they're going to get they're not getting cute like that in October.
No.
What about Marcus Stroman? I got a call. There was a young fan, and like all the young fans love Stroman because he's got the sauce, he's got the drip, he's got the tattoos, he's got the throwback Yankee merch, and the young caller was like, it doesn't sit right with me, Marcus Stroman, not being on the postseason roster. And I'm like, why? Like, who are you? Why doesn't it sit right with you? Like, what is Marcus Stroman's definitive role and spot, right? He's out of the rotation. He got thrown back into the rotation because Nestor got scratched. He's not going to get a start in October. And I don't know exactly the situation that you want to go to him out of the bullpen over some of the other bullpen arms. What do you think about Marcus Stroman making the postseason roster here?
I mean, whether he makes it or not, I think the reality is you don't want to be pitching Marcus Stroman in the playoffs right now. Like the Yankees pulled him out of the rotation, and in terms of a bullpen role, they've kind of looked at him as more like a length guy, and like where does he fit, right? If Marcus Stroman's pitching,
things have probably gone really wrong, right? You don't want that
and
game.
Look, Yankees will be proactive heavy in terms of going to their bullpen. Like, even if in game two, Rodon's looking like he's struggling, they might give him a quick hook and go bullpen it with the hope that, hey, Carlos, could you come back for game five for us? Could you come back for game four for us, right? To save him a little bit. Ooh. And then piece it with bullpen. Even in that situation, like, where are you throwing Marcus, right? Like, listen, competitor, he said everything right this season. He's done everything right this season. He's a great teammate from what I've seen. and he'll be in next year's rotation, slotted to be in next year's rotation. But just, where are you going to use him?
Yeah, you mentioned Carlos Rodon. I'm a little worried about Rodon. I don't want to see a Game 5. Hopefully the Yankees can win it in 4 with Garrett Cole pitching twice. Rodon just scares me. I don't know.
Well, I don't even know if they would do that. If they go 2-1, right? If they're up 2-1 and they haven't touched Schmidt or Heel for Game 4, you can start Schmidt or Heel for Game 4, go Cole Game 5, and you still have Rodon ready for Game 1 of the CS.
Cole, Rodon, either or Heel or Schmidt for 3 and 4, you're saying?
I'm saying if the Yankees are up 2-1, right?
So 3 games, who would pitch the third game?
Let me get there. Like, so you're up 2-1, and you pitch either Schmidt or Heel, right? Either one. Game 4 doesn't necessarily have to be Cole, right? It could be Schmidt. It could be the other of Schmidt, or it could be the other of Schmidt or Heel.
Whoever didn't pitch Game 3.
If they're both ready to go.
And if you didn't have them come out of the bullpen, Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, I'm saying either one of them is an option in Game 4, you could start one of them for Game 4 and then leave Cole for 5.
I like the way you're thinking, BK, because all I'm thinking is I'm not pitching Carlos Rodon twice in a 5-game series if I don't have to, and they have the option to not have to do that. We're on the phone with BK, I call him Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic, been covering the Yankees for years, and he's a real one, he's a hip-hop head, and he's just down to earth and gets it. So the next thing with the Yankees here is with Rizzo going down. I just, you know, I know that they haven't ruled it out yet, and they're saying, you know, I just don't see anybody breaking their hand and a week later playing in the ALDS, especially the glove hand with these guys firing the ball over there to you, the paint. I just don't see it happening. So it's Ben Rice, right? Ben Rice is going to get that opportunity to start.
It could be Ben Rice. I thought Jazz Chisholm's answer today was kind of interesting. I brought up to him, so like, how comfortable are you with the first baseman over there? Well, you know, Rizzo's been a picking machine since he's come back. And he said, hey, really, really comfortable with Cabrera over there. You know, he's like a shortstop playing first base.
Cabby, yeah.
And then he said, mentioned like who, and the other person, Ben Rice. Ben Rice, he's a catcher over there.
He forgot John Birdie's name, his former Miami Marlins teammate. He forgot.
Well, no, it was more that his first answer was Cabrera.
Right.
And then he searched a little bit for Ben Rice. And it won't be Birdie starting. It won't.
No, but I saw Birdie was taking some ground balls first.
Well, yeah, if you wanted to get like super duper aggressive with like, you know, starting Rice, and then you got to pinch hit him at some point. And then you got to bring in Cabrera, but then you need Cabrera to go move somewhere for whatever reason. Birdie could jump in at first base somehow.
Interesting. Now you got me thinking. Last two things for you, BK. This might take you a second. I know you're at the workout, and I know you've been watching the Zooms. I get the link to the Zoom, but I always just think it's weird because, like, I'm a media member, but I'm not a reporter. I think it'd be super weird for me to be, like, Keith McPherson on the Zoom watching the Zoom. I'm going to see all the clips, whatever. But what was the most interesting thing that you saw in the workout Monday, and what was the most interesting thing that you heard or came from the Zoom conversations the last couple of days?
Well, Keith, if you're getting the link, that means, you know, by all means, join in. And if you want to ask a question, you can do that.
I'm struggling with this still. I'm like, I'm allowed to go to the like clubhouse and on the field, but I'm a fan, and I think I should stay more with the fans than with the media members. I don't know if that makes sense. Like,
it makes sense. Yeah, if you're going to be in the clubhouse, yeah, we'll talk about that elsewhere. Talk about that another time.
Yeah, we're offline.
But. Yeah, I mean, the most interesting thing to me that I saw during the workout on Monday, it's a little bit of what we talked about, right? Birdie doing a little work at first, Grisham and Verdugo and Dominguez all being in the same group for the outfield. You know, Yankees minor leaguers were due to arrive at the stadium today. So guys like Duke Ellis, the possible pinch runner, he was due to arrive, so you can't rule him off of the playoff roster. Mm-hmm. So, like, those are the main things for me, right? Because Tuesday's workout was kind of nothing. It was kind of just going through the motions, keeping the engine revving. But we'll learn a lot more tomorrow when Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone speak to the media via Zoom, and then on Friday when we're seeing things happen. But yeah, those were the things that stood out to me.
Awesome. Maybe I will join for Boone and Cashman's conversation. I'll just keep my camera off, and maybe I'll come up with a pseudonym or something. I'll just hide.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do that, but do your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guy Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic covering your New York Yankees. Thanks, BK.
Hey, thanks, Keith, for having me on. Have a good night, man.
I'll see you soon. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, I just, I'm blessed to be a fan that has broken into the media and be, you know, credentialed media. Hopefully y'all got my credentials for the postseason ready. I remember 2022, we got this, like, sick. Oh, I actually got to go back in my closet and find that. They had this, like, lanyard. Actually, I don't want that one. But it was a cool lanyard that said, like, postseason 2022. And it had this, like, this nice gradient on it. It faded from gold to blue. I don't want that because, like, I had that around my neck when the Yankees got swept by the Astros. So I'm probably, that's probably somewhere deep in the closet. But I need a new 2024 one. And, yeah, like, since I started doing, like, fan-made media, being in the bleachers, being in the bars, you know, being in the different sections from the suites to legends and stuff, I kind of just still do that. And I feel awkward being on, like, media Zooms, but I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll get some more intel and stuff that I can share on air. And then even in the media area, like, I've sat with Sweeney Murdy in the media area. Shout out to Sweeney because Sweeney was the best. Sweeney, like, brought me along. He introduced me to, you know, other people, like writers and people that watch the Yankee game from the media area. But it's quiet up there. You're not allowed to clap. You're not allowed to yell. That's impossible for me. Like, I can't go to Yankee Stadium. And, like, I can't wear a Yankee logo on me in the media area. So, like, I always say to people, too, when I see people at Yankee Stadium without a Yankee logo on them, I say, you're undeclared. That's how I know you're not a Yankee fan. Because if you're a Yankee fan, you're showing up with a Yankee hat or a hoodie, or even your socks got a logo on it. When I see people without a Yankee logo, I go, you're undeclared. That's a dead giveaway that you're not a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee fan, bro. And even though I'm a media member, I'm not showing up neutral, and I'm not showing up there to be quiet, right? I'm not baseball savant. I can't tell you all the stats and what everybody throws and, you know, guys' OPS and ex-WOBA and FIP and BABIP, but I could tell you how to go turn up the section. I could tell you how to wake up Yankee Stadium, how to get the fans going so that we can will the Yankees to victory. And I'll see you there for this entire postseason run. 888-808-1019. Plenty time to go as the Braves start off with a leadoff double from Michael Harris. That game, the last game of the night, is underway as the Braves look to even up the series against the Padres. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. 8:46 on my watch as we get to the 9 o'clock hour. Keith McPherson on the Fan. A little update on the Mets. Frankie Montas looks like he's done. I got to double check that. I just turned to back to the Mets game from watching the start of the... Yeah. What? The Mets fans got to be loving this. Like, in the postseason, Freddy Peralta goes 4 innings. And then the next night, Frankie Montas goes 3 2/3. Done. They just took him out of the game. Like, Pat Murphy, what are you doing, bro? I don't know. Let's see how it works. In my mind, I think that they're cooked, the Brewers. They're done. Because the Mets are going to tattoo whoever they bring out of the bullpen. And they already have a 2-run lead. It's 3-1 Mets. And the Mets scored 1 run in the first inning, 2 runs in the second inning. And they look relaxed. They look poised. They look like they're in control. Here comes Trevor McGill for the Brew Crew to get this last out in the fourth inning. How do you not trust your starters? How do you not trust the guys you hand the ball to try and get you there, especially after last night? Let me see. Where was Frankie Montas at here? 52 pitches? And last night, Peralta, I think, was at 68. I don't know. I know this, there's some older fans, some traditional baseball fans that are watching these games like, what the hell? Let the starter pitch. Stop getting cute. Stop thinking, all right, here comes Francisco Lindor with a bad back. Let me go to Trevor McGill out of the bullpen to face him. I don't know. 888-808-1019. Back to the calls. Got Yankee fans on the line, and I do want to mix in some conversation about the NFL as we get closer to week five. This Devontae Adams stuff, I came on last night, and I said there's no reason for him to not be a Jet. It's so obvious he wants to reunite with his former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. It's so obvious Aaron Rodgers. They've been both talking about each other for 2 years now. Get it done. Coming off that loss, get it done. You have receivers running the wrong routes. You have receivers getting taunting penalties. You have receivers fumbling the ball. If you go get Devontae Adams and not just reunite him with his quarterback, but his former offensive coordinator. Yeah, I know he's got this hamstring injury where he's going to be out for 1 to 2 weeks. That's just buying time for the Raiders to get on the phone with whoever they can get on the phone with. And don't sleep. Other teams are going to be in line for Devontae Adams' services. They're going to be making calls, but the Jets have to reunite him with Aaron Rodgers. This Aaron Rodgers window is so small, they got to bring this man to New York. 888-808-1019. Moose is in Jamaica. Moose, you're on the Fan.
You're Keith.
You're what up, Moose?
Chilling, boss. But so you know, we here we go. It's gut check time for the Yankees. Do or die, as you said. But in terms of what I think will play out, at least in the DF, I think our pitching should hold up, considering the Royals are not necessarily high on base. They swing and miss a lot. They don't take a lot of walks, and they have like maybe two or three run producers. But in the postseason, somebody can step up and show up. But also, like in terms of the hitting, it's been our problem in the postseason. Like Kansas City has phenomenal starters. Maybe not back end of the rotation, but it seems like our success this season as leading the league in runs scored is either being aggressive on fastballs, or get me over breaking balls, or just being patient, working walks, and the big blow comes. So that being considered, the other thing we may have to check for is obviously Kansas City running wild on the bases. You know, Austin Wells has got to check them with the throws behind the runners and maybe set up pickoff plays and stuff. So give your opinion on that, then I'll talk about them.
Yeah, a couple things. I think the Yankees from years past can't be all swinging for the fences, trying to be the hero, let me hit home runs, can't be first pitch swinging. There's got to be situational hitting. There's got to be sack flies. There's got to be guys that can actually lay down bunts, drive in runs. Make these guys pitch, man. Make these guys waste pitches, Cole Reagans, Seth Lugo. And then when you talk about, you know, them running and the athleticism, we know that, right? Here it is. It's the postseason. You've been embarrassed a couple times this year. Tighten up. Expect it. Be aware of it. And don't let it happen in the postseason because it could cost you. These games are tight, right? Like the Royals won 2-1 over the Orioles today. They won 1-0 the day before. That's not a lot of runs being scored. That's tight game. Like Bobby Witt Jr. is beating out infield singles. Like he's putting bat to ball and just using his speed to run it out. So we just got to be prepared for it, ready for it, and I think they are. And the biggest thing with the Yankees is like, okay, you know who you're going to face. You've played these guys recently. You almost swept them in their building. Don't sleep. I don't think they're going to play down to their competition. They just got to be ready to roll. It should be exciting, and I expect them to come out on top.
Yeah, most definitely, and to the CS, but obviously finish your breakfast. Don't play with your food, Yankees.
Yeah, can't be thinking about
and coaches,
the Guardians, the Tigers. Just got to be thinking about, okay, you know, Seth Lugo, when he pitched against the Yankees, most people that watched that said that was the most dominant performance of any pitcher against the Yankees all year, definitely in Yankee Stadium. He absolutely shoved. He went right at them, and he threw the whole kitchen sink at them, and they had nothing for him. Well, got to have something this time around, and I am excited to see how those guys play in Yankee Stadium with, you know, 48,000 plus there, and it being a little colder there, And it's just it's so much fun, man. It's high stakes, and I think the Yankees
the building
are ready for
needs
it.
To be shaking with every ball called, every ball that they throw. The Royals pitchers, the building needs to be shaking.
Oh yeah,
I'm and when they make a Devontae mistake, Adams.
When they make a mistake, hit the ball out of the ballpark, and then watch that place go upside down.
Exactly. So yeah, Devontae Adams. I think it's a great move, except for one small detail.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed this. In the NFL, on first and second down, schematically, it moved like maybe 5-10 years ago. Teams were like, "Oh, G3 and the integration of mobile quarterback." Teams went to 11 personnel, 3 wide, 1 tight end, 1 running back. Mm-hmm. It seems like it switched back to 21 personnel? I don't know. 2 tight ends, 1 running back. I miss. So it seems like first and second down, it's like the outside zone stretch play to the play action rollout to the under routes to the over routes. So with Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson and obviously Alan Lazard, you could probably go to 11 personnel, but does it work with their scheme to have 3 wide and 1 tight end? You know, that's the one thing I'm concerned if they were to make that move.
I think you're thinking too deep into it. Devontae Adams is a clear-cut number one receiver. He's going to be on the field. Maybe it's less snaps for an Alan Lazard or a Garrett Wilson, but so what? Right now, they can't even be worried about, like, you know, they don't have a run game. They're not dominant with the run. They don't know who to hand the ball to. I think if you get Devontae Adams, it changes everything.
I wouldn't say that. To be fair, like, the Denver came to play, and it was, like, the extra mojo, the weather was bad, but yeah,
I don't know. They need to reestablish the run. In the first couple games, they tried to get Breece going. Breece has come up small. Braylon Allen is supposed to be, obviously, your short yardage goal line back. I think if you get Devontae Adams, he's on the field no matter what. And then you figure out personnel.
Most definitely.
And where it works. And I don't think we can lump in the entire NFL and say that they're running 21 personnel or 11 personnel or what. Like, we don't really know. A lot of these teams come out with scripted plays. A lot of these teams come out with a plan, depending on the defense and what they're trying to do. But I don't think Devontae Adams coming here. I think when Devontae Adams, if he does land here, the offense is instantly better, and that offense is running through him and Aaron Rodgers. Thanks for the call, Moose. 888-808-1019. 2 hours down, 3 hours to go. The Mets lead 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth, looking for one more out to get to the fifth. Keith McPherson on the fan, taking your calls on the Mets, of course, on the Yankees, of course. And now we're talking a little Devontae Adams trade with the Jets. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.